Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to finally start working and breaking down what Ash Friendly is. And the first thing I'm going to do is tell you what the purpose of Ash Friendly is for. There's a population out there, 30-40% in every city, every town, every place in the world that is disabled. We are going to help them to find meaning, purpose, and understanding. We're going to help them, guide them to feel feelings of being a normal contributor to society, being a pillar in the community, and someone that will come to them and rely on them for advice, for help, and for guidance. To be the being that they naturally want to feel and to be, but have had no way to do it. See, folks, a lot of people who suffer from disabilities get isolated in the world. They can't hold a job. They can't communicate. They feel like an absolute utter burden to the people around them and society because they have to rely on them for money, to get dressed, and for normal care. And they don't want that. That's the one thing I know when I talk to people who are disabled. They don't want that. They want to feel independent the best way they can. And that's the purpose of Ash Friendly. Because when we give them meaning, understanding, and purpose in life, the hatred, the violence towards themselves, the anger, the rage, the tears, the depression all go away. Because they don't have ability to stand in their presence because they're loving themselves now. Depression can't come by unless it just enters your brain naturally when people who are naturally more depressed than the normal brain. That's natural. We can't cure that. But what we can cure is when they do the self-hatred of how much they hate being disabled and being the way they are. A lot of people go through this every single day. And so what we're going to do is we're going to work with people step by step, individually, to find out what works best for them. Because a lot of them have never had the ability and chance to work, or ability and chance to see what they can actually do. They've been told, hey, you're disabled, you're going to be put here. You're disabled, you're going to be put here. This is your limitations. No, let's find out your limitations. Let's find out what you can do. And how we do that is we find what they're good at, what they want to work on, and then we move forward. So we work on the strength of finding out so they feel confident, feel like, yeah, I got it, I'm doing things, I'm doing this. That brings joy, happiness. It builds up, I'm feeling rewarded in my structure, in what I'm doing, how I'm focusing, where I'm going. Wow, look at me, look at this. This is amazing. Then we go back and we work on what they're not good at, because you are what you are at your weakest point. And I don't want people to come by to attack them on their weakest point all the time. Oh, you're ugly, smash. Oh, you're in a wheelchair, smash. Oh, hey, look, you're not mentally capable to do anything, smash. Oh, you can't communicate, smash. Like, no, shield, shield, shield. You have no right to hurt the disabled. You have no right to do that. They know they have a problem, but they're easy targets. So shield, shield, shield. Protect them from that. Work on what they're getting better. So I'll give you this example. If someone is his right side is like very strong and powerful, and then their left side's weak, when they're going to team them up with someone that's good on their weak side, have them coexist, work together to form something that they can't do alone. And then what are they going to attack them on? Oh, well, your left side's weak. Well, my left side partner here that works with me, it's strong. We're together. Can't hurt us. They can try, can't hurt us. Because that ability to feeling accomplishment, ability of just try. That's all we ask. We don't ask for this whole success of like, oh, do this, do that. You have expectations. No. We don't have expectations. We don't have all those set up of high standards. We're saying, what can we do? How can we do it? And then, boom, little steps at a time. So when we do that, that builds growth. That builds everything, the structure, a big old sandwich. Like, I love working. I love feeling. I love waking up. And that's what we want to provide society. Because you're not going through the normal realms of getting a job, being treated like crap by all these corporations out there that don't care, only care about money. And you can see it more and more. That hunger and greed is just so ugly. And the common people don't like it. We want to be accepted. We want to be able to contribute to society and to be the best versions of ourselves. That's it. And so when we establish all of that and we build all of that, and we're creating this lovely thing, all the hate and the anger towards themselves are going away. They're going to be less violent. They're going to be more acceptable. They're not going to feel like a burden to society. That's the purpose of Ash Friendly. That's why I do it. That's why I'm striving so hard. And yes, it's hard for me to build Ash Friendly because of what the people I represent have always been hurt and abused the most of their life from century after century. And now I'm going to build a program and foundations with other people that are much smarter than me, much more together than me, can communicate in all these different languages and ways and non-gestures and mannerisms to make sure that, hey, you're a human, you're alive, it's okay, you're with us and in the community to feel safe. That is the purpose of Ash Friendly. And if we can do that every single day, step by step by step, then we're moving in the right direction. We're focusing on the right things. When a lot of people who are disabled and struggle because they don't want to be put in the category of being disabled, they want to be normal. But I understand that. I may not be able to correct that for anyone, but what I can do is put everyone together anyways, where we're just beings and just humans and just people. And then that way, because there's no competitiveness, the only competitiveness you have is with yourself. And you can't compare yourself to other people. They need to explain that to them. Because able-bodied people, beautiful people, struggle with things that you don't see, that you can't understand because you already have that. A lot of great people, able-bodied people, don't have the support that the disabled have. They don't have the friends that they have, the family that's close with them, because they're so alone, and a lot of people only want them for whether it's just their beauty, their athletes, whether they have a lot of money, whether they can do certain things. But no one likes them. They like what they can do for them. But with disabled people, you like them for them. And all they want is to feel what you feel is feeling accepted. Because you have to be able to accept yourself. You have to love yourself every day. You have to take care of yourself in the best way that you can so you can accept other people's love, time, energy, and affection. And we do that every day. That's the purpose of Ash Friendly. Well, folks, I thank you very much for listening to another episode of Fresh Ash Friendly. I deeply appreciate it. I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love the world, love yourself, love the people around you, and the environment a little more every day, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thanks again for listening to Ash Friendly. Have a wonderful night.